With all these forms of energy that we've talked about, is there a time that the United States will be completely not dependent on foreign oil?
During my entire career, I would have said there is no way that the United States, or if you broaden and say North America to include Canada, there is no way that we could really become energy independent. In the last year or two, for the first time in my life, I've begun to wonder about that. When you look at the oil sands up in Canada that we now know how to produce, you look at the benefits of horizontal drilling that have really changed the whole economy of our business, opening up places like the Bakken Shale that you mentioned earlier, or opening up the Permian Basin, or all the natural gas. I'm not sure I could say we've become energy independent, but we could certainly move the needle dramatically if we really got at it to make ourselves substantially less dependent on some of those more dangerous parts of the world that we rely on now.
This is coming from you in the business. You're saying, yeah, we possibly could, and yet we occasionally hear politicians say, we need to be more dependent on our own source of fuel. But that is not a sure thing, is it?
Oh, I think we could improve our stature a lot. And who knows, with technology, I wouldn't want to say that we could not become energy independent if we put our mind to it. If we embrace the development of oil sands and coal and oil and natural gas and these resources that we have, if we embrace that rather than chasing things that are politically trendy that don't work. I mean, look at all the money that our government has spent on companies that were involved in some green enterprise or another that had no sound financial backing, no scientific backing, and they're going bankrupt right and left.
Is it possible that there could be another discovery in the United States, or have we discovered all fields for oil and natural gas and we just haven't extracted it?
It's inconceivable to me that there will not be a discovery of new technology. The history of the world tells you that. I mean, look at the discoveries we have done with telephones and TVs and all our communication and computers. I mean, we had one of the first computers in the late 70s and it was a big clunky thing that did virtually nothing. You and I now have handheld devices that will do more than that. Any iPad, iPhone, whatever, once it gets about 3 or 4 years old, it's old technology, and you throw it and get the new one.
So here we are, 2011, and somebody listening to this in 2035
will snicker.
Right. Right. And states who thought, well, surely we're not an oil or gas state, may become one.
Look, in the last 2 years, North Dakota. That did not view itself as an oil state at all.
They had some oil, but not to the degree that
you're talking
about.
They are now about to become the third largest oil-producing state in the country.
You hold interests in nearly 1.3 million onshore acres with over two-thirds undeveloped. Is that number accurate?
I think it's a lot larger than that if you include Canada.
And so holding all these undeveloped gives you that good position for the future. You're ready to drill when the market calls for it.
Oh, yeah. We're constantly looking for new areas where you can take evolving technology and apply it to both new and old areas.